When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yesterday, we had an opportunity to talk to Rafael Goinecci about crime stats, and there is a lot of positive things going on there. NOPD is closing a lot of cases, which is really exciting. We talked about some of the problems with the downstream implications of the criminal justice system not being able to keep up with the effectiveness and the efficiency of the NOPD. That is going to be a problem. Because once we have to start releasing people from jail and we're not able to selectively incapacitate the impact criminal, they go back out on the street. They only know one thing: how to steal from you, how to rob you, and how and to commit violence on you. And that's what they do. There's no other way to put it, right? But there's also a void in a number of other areas. And you've heard these conversations about chronic property offenders. And what there was a recent report issued by the National Retail Federation called The Impact of Retail Theft and Violence in 2024. And what this report revealed is that shoplifting surged 24% across the U.S. in 2024 thus far. We're not even finished yet. 24% greater than last year. In fact, if you go back to 2023 and look at the year before COVID, a 90% increase. This is an epidemic proportion. This is something that it's going to have to be dealt with, because you have company after company after company that are trying to hold on, trying to make a living, trying to deal with all of the challenges that they have separate and apart from retail theft and people stealing their property. And they continue to have this challenge. And it's going to be interesting to see how communities across the country actually respond. We've seen the horror stories, right? The videos in California of just a whole gang of people running in to a store and just rushing it and stealing everything they can get their hands on and getting out. And what they're saying is that these people that are shoplifting, they're not doing it for them, for the goods for them to keep. They have an outlet to sell this merchandise, and that's what they're doing. And they're setting up their own retail operations, whether it be on the internet or otherwise, and they're selling all of the goods that they're stealing from these stores. But not everyone is going out there and selling their stolen goods, online or at a flea market. But the vast majority of them are. And they believe that they're organized, that these are not just one-offs, that there's this growing situation in this country where you have these organized groups of individuals that are stealing property. And a lot of these stores now have really become what they call vending machines now. Why? You walk into the store and everything in the store is locked up. You can't gain access to products that are highly sought after by shoplifters. They lock them up behind a cage. They lock them up in a cabinet or whatever. You got to get somebody to come get it for you. Bring it to the counter. They carry it there. They'll check you out, the whole nine yards, in order to try and reduce these losses that they're having. They're hiring additional loss prevention officers, and they're locking everything up. And they said they're really a vending machine now. And they believe it's going to get worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Last year, there was an average of 177 shoplifting incidents per day. That's what's reported. Remember, the vast majority of shoplifting, nobody ever knows about it. They don't even know it happened until later when they start running their inventories and they figure out that there's inventory loss. Now, a lot of times they can't prove that it was, in fact, as a result of shoplifting, so it doesn't get reported. But in some areas of this country, we're looking at 1,000 reported shopliftings in some cities a day across this country. This has become and I hate to use the word, an existential threat to retail in this country today. Now you have employees actually wearing body cameras, recording individuals and interactions with individuals when they're challenged about what they're doing, what they may have underneath their shirt or in their pants or in their purse or otherwise, because the liability that's going on here and the lawsuits that are being filed by the intrusive actions that are taken by loss prevention officers costing them even more money. So they've decided that they need better evidence. And now they're wearing body-worn cameras. This is what you would expect to see in a third world country. Right? This is like a flea market mentality. And it's running across this country. And everybody, not everybody, a lot of people are making excuses for them. Some people are saying, well, they're just trying to make a living on the backs of others that are trying to make a living as well and trying to keep people employed and the like. And it doesn't seem to be gaining any traction to push back on this. And then you have other individuals that when they go in to steal goods, that's not enough. They have to destroy the store. So they walk down the aisles and just eliminate all the goods onto shelving and throw it on the ground, breaking glass containers and things of that nature, picking up cans and throwing them through the glass doors of the refrigerated sections and things like that, sending a message to the community that they rule, you don't, you're going to be subjected to their aggressive and damaging behavior to society, and they recognize that there's little or nothing that's going to be done to them. Because in many cases, there's a threshold of $1,000 before you get to a felony. Think about 1,000 incidents in a city times $1,000. It's a lot of money lost every day. And now we understand why more and more companies are closing their stores. Those areas that are at risk, and the true irony here is that those in the lower socioeconomic group have less options about where they're going to shop, because those stores in those areas are the ones that are disproportionately impacted. So they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. And true irony is that many people in these communities are not stepping up and saying, enough is enough. We need to do something about this. This is crazy. So it's costing them more to get to a store. They're having to travel further distances. There are food deserts, clothing deserts, all kinds of deserts being created across this country. And we ought to be blaming those that are stealing goods each and every day first and working real hard to turn this mindset and this culture around. We see it here. I talk to folks that are, you know, uptown and in other areas of the city, and they're going into some of the stores there, retail outlets, and they're waiting in line. People are running out every day. And, you know, some family members that I have said, don't go there. If you need something or you can't get somewhere else where it's safer, call me. I'll pick it up. I'll bring it to you. It's not worth getting caught in the middle of these smash and grabs and everything else that's gone on across this country. These numbers are troubling, right? And this is connected to a whole lot of things that are wrong about our policies in this country. And we ought to get our hands around it really, really soon.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.